Neil Ferguson is a financial historian and author of the new book, The Ascent of Money. He told WMNF today that President-elect Obama has had to make the moves he's made in the past few days because the country is demanding leadership on the economy.
I think it's a very frustrating time because the financial crisis is reaching a kind of crescendo, and we're in an interregnum with a lame duck president, an outgoing administration, and a new president who's only just naming his Treasury Secretary, and that Treasury Secretary won't really be in a position to start work for more than, 50 days. It's at times like this that you kind of wish the U.S. had the British system, win the election, take over the next day.
Now, you write that of all the lessons that can to be learned from studying how the Great Depression actually occurred, one lesson learned is this, that inept or inflexible monetary policy in the wake of a sharp decline in asset prices can turn a correction into a recession and a recession into a depression. How would you say the way that our leaders have dealt with the ongoing crisis in the last couple of months, you know, how would that play into it right now?
Well, I think for monetary policy, you have to give Ben Bernanke something close to an A. The Fed has done everything that history could teach. It's pumped liquidity into a banking crisis. It's averted massive numbers of bank failures. And it has really gone beyond the call of duty, done things that are only barely within its remit. It's the Treasury that has been a less effective institution. There's been a kind of improvisation, and a rather delayed improvisation to the Treasury's response. In my view, the problems in the banking system that were clearly going beyond what the Fed could do were obvious over a year ago. You only had to look at the balance sheet to see that they needed recapitalization from somewhere. And I'm afraid that Hank Paulson, Wall Street insider that he is, sat around hoping that something would turn up and only really was driven to act when the crisis threatened to spiral out of all control. September, October of this year will be looked back on by future financial historians as a real perfect storm, but it was a storm we could have sailed around if we'd acted earlier.
Well, staying with that, Neil Ferguson, we know that the Treasury Department, Hank Paulson, has kind of changed the focus of the bailout, the rescue plan now, injecting liquidity directly into the banks when originally it was to buy the toxic assets.
Right.
Is that the right move now? Did he delay too long? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think uncertainty is always the enemy in a crisis like this. And because the TARP, the Troubled Asset Program, has changed its purpose at least twice, if not three times, there has been a great deal of uncertainty. At first, it was going to buy the toxic waste off the bank's balance sheets. Then it turned out to be injections of capital, which I think was always a better idea. And now with the news of the bailout of Citibank, it turns out that it's both, because there's both capital going into Citibank and there's a kind of guarantee to absorb losses on its balance sheet. This kind of improvisation doesn't look good, and it suggests that there wasn't really a very clearly thought-through theory of what this financial crisis was about at the Treasury. I find myself wishing time and time again that we had someone like Larry Summers in that job, somebody who understood the macroeconomic position, rather than a Wall Street pro who I think responded to the crisis by working the phones to his friends on the street, rather than thinking through what had to be done to meet a massive systemic crisis. It's hard to understand a systemic crisis if you're part of the system.